Music from Of Monsters and Men on KNOM, Cut Copy before that, and Classics and Fools, also music that we're playing tonight, breaking into Under the Radar with Todd Heinemann. I'm David Dodman, and we are following Aaron Burmeister, finishing for Iditarod 2014. Let's go out to the spotter vehicle and Emily, and I see where Aaron is.
Aaron Burmeister coming in about a mile and a half out of his hometown of Nome, and it has been a celebratory air ever since he crossed the road at Fort Davis. We have vehicles all along the trail, people getting out of their vehicles, taking pictures, waving. Aaron standing in the sled despite multiple injuries, and alternately helping his team along by pushing with his pole and waving to his fans and supporters as they welcome him back to Nome. Seven dogs, and he's making good time. I will check back with you on Front Street.
Aaron Burmeister coming into downtown Nome. Let's see what's going on with Emily in the spotter vehicle. Hi, Emily.
Aaron Burmeister just came onto Front Street, and a huge crowd greeted him as he came up the subway ramp and onto Front Street, taking a nice leisurely pace onto the Burled Arch, and he was running a little bit with his sled, but is now standing and waving at passerby, waving at his fans, waving up. Oh, now he's pushing with his sled, pushing, helping his dogs onto Front Street, still keeping a kind of nice leisurely pace, encouraging his dogs, talking to his dogs as they head into Nome.
All right, great. Again, we're going to be following Aaron Burmeister. Going to be under the Burled Arch very shortly. Stay with us. It's exactly 8:45, and here comes Aaron Burmeister. Let's go down to Anna Rose and to Rick and see what the scene is. Hi, guys.
Hi, David. As you can hear, there's a big crowd gathered here, people lining almost every inch of the chute here to welcome Aaron Burmeister into his 10th position finish for the 2014 Iditarod. He's almost to the chute. He's coming down Front Street. He's pedaling, helping his dog team out. You can hear that crowd, a very warm celebration welcoming Aaron in. His lead dogs have now entered the chute. He's coming down. He's waving, pedaling, clapping, big smile on his face. His son Hunter in the sled. He's come across the finish line, and Aaron Burmeister has finished the 2014 Iditarod. His dogs look great. They're happy. They look healthy. Big smile on Aaron's face. Hugging his wife right now. Their camera crews taking pictures. Another big hug.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, babe. Hey, sweetie. Yeah, kiss. Kisses. No kisses. Oh, yeah? Yeah, you see the dogs? Want to go say hi to the leaders with me?
How old are you? That's all right.
Hey, buddy.
Aaron is holding his daughter. He's greeting. He's petting his lead dogs, congratulating them on their run. His daughter is also petting the lead dog as well. On Scott, congratulating Aaron on his run, shaking his hand.
Yeah.
walking down the line of his dogs, shaking hands, hugging people, people congratulating him on his run, on his 10th place finish for this 2014 Iditarod.
Good job, Aaron. You're one tough dude, I'll tell you.
Opening his sled right now, checking to make sure so the race checkers here can check and see that he brought everything in so he can officially say that he completed this race. He just took off his bib, number 23. Presented his mail to the checker as well as his vet book. Aaron is signing his name right now, having completed the Iditarod, and what a race it has been for him.
Sorry, you got anti and no privileges. Oh, you did awesome. Okay,
we're moving on, baby. Woohoo! I'm ashamed of how to work.
This has to be one of the warmest welcomes we've seen so far for any musher who's completed this race so this year.
I was pretty sore. It was a workout here the last couple days.
How was the ice coming across here last night? Or this afternoon, I guess.
This afternoon was beautiful. It was just a nice little breeze on the way home and made me feel right at home. So today was a piece of cake. Yesterday was a nightmare crossing Golden Bay.
You're gonna let your dad talk.
So we had a tough run yesterday, but great run today. Yes, son?
You're good.
Okay, it's my turn? Okay.
Your family gave you quite the welcome here today, huh?
It was wonderful to see everybody. Thanks, everybody, for driving out the road and following me coming in. And family, I mean, it's just incredible to be back home again. This was one trip that I never thought was going to end. It was one thing after another and full of challenges. And we had a great, beautiful dog team that pulled me in here, and everybody's doing good, and I am really happy to be back at home.
And Aaron, you said in an earlier interview along this race that you were the lucky one to be able to be behind this team, that they were really the ones getting you through. And is there a moment when they really rallied you and encouraged you?
You know, every time I hooked them up, there's several of the stars from this team that are missing today that had some injuries on the way across the trail. But as a whole, this whole team was all stars. And every time I asked anything of them, they were there to do it for me. They were phenomenal. They didn't miss a beat. They left every checkpoint beautifully. They took me across the glare ice. We got blown halfway across Galvin Bay on our backs yesterday sideways. And they got back up and walked with me into the wind for 7 hours to get on the other side of the bay so that we can go around the edge. We just happened to be out there when the winds were gusting 60 to 70 and it was pretty glare ice. So teams in front of us had some challenges. Teams behind us were able to make it through because the wind died down, but it was certainly had our challenges.
Is that what motivated you to keep going?
You know, there were so many times throughout this race that it would have been really easy to get on an airplane and call it a day. But that's not what we do this for. That's not what I live for or stand for. And when we start something, we're going to finish it. And we certainly had our share of challenges on this one, but there was never a doubt that we were going to make it to the finish line. And to be able to make it with, it's kind of a bummer for me to take this team and be 10th place. I'm disappointed we didn't do better, but with the challenges that we faced on this race and with the conditions, with injury and with other things, I could not be happier with our accomplishments, just getting to know him this time is a huge accomplishment for us.
And also you said that you had to learn how to, along the trail, learn how to redrive the sled using your upper body strength, using your other leg. And so how was it learning how to adjust on the fly?
Well, it took a few days and a lot of crashes and a lot of bumps and bruises. But yeah, I had to relearn how to drive a sled with one leg. I mean, pretty much using my left leg, because my right leg is, it'll just pop right out. It'll give out on me if I put, direct pressure down on it, but I can't balance on it, lean on it, do anything. It'll just give out. So it's going to take some work to get that fixed. And my poor left ankle that's been absorbing double duty for the last 7 days is getting pretty swollen.
Do you miss your family when you're out doing a journey like this?
Absolutely. I miss my family, and that's a driving factor getting to the finish line, is being able to see Mandy and Kiana and Hunter and get here back to the family and back to Nolan. So absolutely, it's a hard part of being on the trail, but not just being on the trail, the training season, the whole year that we put into preparing the team for this is a lot of time away from the family. So it's certainly a family affair, but it takes a lot of the time on my part out on the trail with helpers, keeping the team in condition and trained.
And what are the name of the lead dogs?
That's pretty cool, son.
What are the name of the lead dogs who brought you in across the finish today?
The crew that brought me in today is Discus and Dolmar, are the leaders that brought me in today. A lot of leading has been done by both by Ruger, but also Pistol and Java did a lot of leading on this race. So it's been a team effort, and certainly we had a lot of challenges.
And then also, even with your injury that you underwent, you still placed in the top 10. You did just say that it wasn't exactly as high as you wanted to be. But what would, just coming such a long way, was it always in the forefront of your mind, of the pain? Were you able to have enough distractions of motivation and being able to concentrate on the trail that it was able to distract you?
You know, hi, Dad. Tell him he can come in, son.
Okay.
I was always focused on the dog team, so the distractions were the dogs and getting the team safely across the trail. Not so much myself, and my handicap certainly slowed me down. It makes it like we just had 50 miles of hills to come getting here. I had three other teams around us. Certainly we had seven dogs, but I couldn't help them up and down those hills, and there's some monster mountains to climb. And the dogs were on their own having to pull me up and down because I can't run on those hills. So there's a lot of challenges like that that I can to help them with.
And then final question is just in an earlier interview along the route with Lorelai Kinnean, you were saying that, you know, the thought of Hunter was really pulling you through about how when you'd leave for training, he would say, you know, Dad, I know you're going to do great this year. And do you feel like that you were able to fulfill that and make your team, your family proud?
Oh, absolutely. Just getting to the finish line. I mean, I didn't meet all my goals, but this year I'm just very happy to be here. So, The team is great. We had an excellent race, and it's good to be here. Big congratulations to Dallas Seavey for pulling off a victory. He did a phenomenal job and ran a very impressive schedule down the river, setting his team up to do what he did here, and he deserves a lot of kudos for it. He executed an excellent schedule the last few hundred miles.
Congratulations, Aaron.
Exactly.
Congratulations. Good luck on this.
The guy took them both off last night right now.
Oh, I know. He only took them off.
Well, these kids are ready to move. They've been pulling on the sled and all, so they're ready to get this dog team out of here. Aaron Burmeister crossed in 10th place, Gnome Zone, and so happy to be here. Running about 70% of this race with a bad leg, and saying that plenty of times he thought just giving it up, and his family and what he felt he owed to the dog team and to himself, he just continued on. So broad smile for Aaron. He's getting whoops from the audience here, from the fans and all, and we saw a whole line of cars following him along this last part of the trail. So lots of friends here, and some great feelings for Aaron as he finishes his 2014 Iditarod Sled Dog Race.
Libby Reynolds giving Aaron a big hug, congratulating him on his race. More people shaking his hands. It's a very warm celebration here at the finish on Front Street in Nome. And reporting in Nome on Front Street, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And Rick Schmitz.